Washington's big hospitals have some of the highest rates of hospital-contracted infection. That's according to a new Consumer Reports study out today. Carol Wagner is Senior Vice President for Patient Safety at the Washington State Hospital Association. Her group represents hospitals and health systems in the state. Wagner says the study numbers are misleading, but she told Ross Reynolds hospitals are working hard to reduce the number of infections like MRSA and another that's less well-known but can also be fatal. It's called C. diff.
Clostridium difficile is an organism that many folks will have in their gut. Fortunately, when you're healthy and not taking antibiotics, the millions of good bacteria in your system keep the C. diff under control and in much smaller numbers. However, when you're taking antibiotics, such as often in the hospital setting where we need to use antibiotics, the level of good bacteria are reduced down to a smaller number. This makes it possible, then, for the C. diff to overpopulate in your intestines. And when this happens, you get a disease called Clostridium difficile.
Why is it so difficult to protect patients against C. diff?
Clostridium difficile is, if you imagine, almost like an egg where there's a hard shell or there's a thick covering around it. That thick covering protects from antibiotics and makes that type of a bacteria a little bit more difficult to kill. It protects it so it lives a little bit longer. It can live up to 2 hours. And also, bacteria or some of the normal cleaning processes aren't as good in killing that kind of a bacteria.
Why are people in hospitals more vulnerable to contract C. diff?
Within the hospital, as you have that bacteria within your gut, when you get the antibiotics, we're killing those good bacteria. Unfortunately, the antibiotics don't always just target the bacteria that we want to get rid of in your body, and so it allows this Clostridium difficile to grow and to build within the system, and then sometimes it kind of takes over and we end up needing to treat the Clostridium difficile and help get rid of that.
Carol, what needs to change at hospitals to do more to keep patients from getting hospital-borne infections like C. diff?
Well, one of the things that I think is really important is the continued transparency, having the public engaged and understanding what they can do to help in this. The other important strategies is just having the public dialogue, as is occurring now, in terms of what we can do well in our communities and also within the hospitals.
What can I do to protect myself against C. diff?
One of the things that you can do is when you go to the physician, don't always ask for an antibiotic. Only take an antibiotic if it's absolutely needed. And then if you are prescribed an antibiotic, take it the entire time. Don't take it part of the time. The second thing that you can do is simply wash your hands. I know it sounds very simple, but washing hands really protects you and from getting infected, but also protects you from spreading infections to others.
Okay, I'm pretty serious about washing my hands, but can I feel safe walking into a hospital in Western Washington?
I feel extremely safe walking into the hospitals in Washington. The hospital care in Washington is something I think we can all be proud of. Is there more we can do? Yes. But hospital-acquired infections is something that hospitals in Washington have been focused on for years. We've seen tremendous improvement. It's still an active battle, and our goal is very ambitious. It is zero.
Carol Wagner is the Senior Vice President for Patient Safety at the Washington State Hospital Association. Once again, Washington's big hospitals have some of the highest rates of hospital-contracted infection. That's according to a new Consumer Reports study released today.